The path seemed well worn from use. It was more open, with trees far away from each other. The trees were much taller than the ones below. We kept walking for about 10 minutes. The moon was shining bright and lit the forest all around us. The sound of crickets filled the forest, as most birds and animals seemed asleep. "We are here," suddenly he announced and stopped. I looked around but could not find anything special. "Look up to the trees," he said, pointing upwards. I looked up to find scores of beehives on each branch of the tall trees. It seemed that all the bees in the forest came to live there. I realized that there was the sweet smell of honey all around us. The ground was wet with honey dripping from the beehives. The place looked magical, with the soft glow of moonlight falling on the trees and beehives shining in the blue light. Harsh finds himself drawn towards nature, innocence and camaraderie. He embarks on a trip through the hinterlands of his homeland, experiencing new adventures and forming new friendships. He joins his friends on a journey filled with drama, action and unexpected encounters from a previous life. Will he be tied down or float away like an untethered kite? Listen to the podcast Nectar at the Roots by Ramesh R.